Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I'm back and live in the saddle. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Today is Monday, the 16th of August, 2021. A little proof of life. It is me back from a 1 week vacation. I actually managed to take 8.5 days off. Came back yesterday, refreshed in the saddle again and ready to go. And it's lucky I did, because I'll tell you what. It's the worst situation in the history of the United States of America. I mean, seriously, this is a disaster. And I'm not just talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about the border. I'm talking about massive crime all over this country. I'm talking about drugs flowing through the border all over this country. I'm talking about the vaccine mandates that are ruining this country. I'm talking about the spending that's bankrupting this country. I'm talking about critical race theory. And I'm talking about the fall of Saigon in Afghanistan. I'm talking about the fact that not only are we proven now to be the weakest country in the world, not the strongest, we're a joke. Number one, let me tell you three things that happened while I'm gone, all about Afghanistan. Number one, it proves that under Biden, everybody can do whatever they want, and the United States will never hit back. We're a joke. So the whole world's going to move against us. It's like a mafia don showing his weakness, and all his opponents will now try and kill him. And number two, they opened the prisons and let all the terrorists out. You can expect terrorist attacks against America here and targets all over the world. This is a disaster. And number three, we've proven, and this one, you know, it's so hard to say this as an American, but I got to say it. If I'm a non-American, if I'm a leader of any country in the world, I will never again trust America. America's a piece of garbage under Biden, not under Trump, under Biden and under Clinton and under Obama. America is a piece of garbage whose word can never be trusted. And they'll leave at a moment's notice and leave all the people that helped America and were partners with America. They'll all be murdered. They'll all be slaughtered. They'll be raped and tortured. You can never stand with America because America will never stand with you long term. It's a disaster of epic proportions for so many reasons. I've got so many articles lined up to write. I don't even know which one to write first. Let me read you a few of the titles that I've got in mind for my next series of nationally syndicated columns. If you're shocked by the collapse of Afghanistan, just wait till you see what Biden does to America in another 3 years. And then I've got one called, Are the Taliban Vaccinated? I put out a social media post earlier today. I have an important question for brain-dead, imbecile, sock puppet Biden. When Taliban took back Kabul, Afghanistan, yesterday by slaughtering, torturing, and raping everyone in their path, did Biden check if they were vaccinated or wearing a mask? Were the murdering terrorists flying gay, lesbian, transsexual flags? Because inquiring minds want to know. I guess murdering scumbag terrorists don't care about your freaking rules, do they, Joe? You brain-dead imbecile. At the moment they took America's embassy in Kabul and made us look like weak fools, at that moment we were flying the gay flag. This country's lost its freaking mind. For anyone who's listening who's gay, I have nothing against gay people. But I wouldn't want them flying the straight flag. I wouldn't want them flying the bisexual flag. It's none of your business what someone does with their penis or vagina. What's it got to do with America and an American embassy? You crazy liberal nutcases. I don't want them flying a black flag or a white flag or a Latino flag. It's America. That's the only flag that should be flown. Some other articles I have on the drawing board. Some titles for articles. America has stage 4 cancer. That's another one I'm about to write. The country's going to collapse. Here's another one. New York, San Francisco, L.A., and New Orleans just committed suicide. For those who don't know, New York, San Francisco, L.A., and New Orleans are all now demanding you can't walk in a restaurant or a retail store without being vaccinated. So being at 50% of America, when you tell them to get vaccinated, is going to tell Joe Biden to go F himself and will never be vaccinated, and I will never be vaccinated. Being that that's the case, and by the way, I'm very open-minded. Some of my fans who are listening right now, some of you probably got vaccinated. Okay. It's a free world. I'm fighting vaccine mandates. I'm not fighting vaccines, although I think the vaccine is very dangerous, and I think it is hurting and killing and maiming and crippling more people than all the vaccines in the history of America combined. And the average person is asleep at the switch and doesn't even know there's almost 600,000 terrible adverse effects from the vaccine. And what it does is the vaccine causes massive increases in spike proteins. Isn't that what COVID does? Yes. The vaccine replicates COVID. It causes massive spike protein outbursts, which cause massive inflammation, which give you heart attacks, heart inflammation, a fast heartbeat, strokes, inflammation of your eyes. People are having massive problems, ocular problems with their eyes. Their eyes are practically exploding from inflammation. They can't see. They're going blind. Or they're getting shingles in their eyes, which causes you to go blind. And incredible pain from shingles. Or it's causing horrible herpes outbreaks. All of these things are written about in the, never mentioned in the press, but written about by doctors. Real doctors who understand the damage this vaccine's doing. But again, I digress. If you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you feel you are in terrible danger from COVID, get the vaccine by all means. If that's your decision, go get it. It's called a free world. I've never stopped anyone from getting the vaccine. What's sick is that you want to stop me from not getting the vaccine. So New York, San Francisco, L.A., and New Orleans just committed suicide because if you're telling restaurant owners to question people and demand their papers, restaurants will all go out of business. Whoever's left that survived COVID will now go out of business. Number one, you've lost half your customers. 90 million Americans are not getting the vaccine. Go F yourself, Biden. Never getting the vaccine. So if we don't go out to eat, you know who's going to lose here? All the restaurants are out of business. That's number one. Number two, if you ask a restaurant to be a policeman and judge people whether they've gotten a vaccine or not, there's going to be terrible incidences of violence. And restaurant owners and front personnel are going to get their asses kicked. There's going to be fire bombings. There's going to be restaurants burned to the ground. There's going to be people, idiotic people, by the way, it's all terrible stuff that I don't want. Idiotic people are going to phone in death threats. There's going to be bomb threats. You're just destroying America, destroying business, destroying capitalism, destroying the economy, and destroying restaurant owners who I love, who I feel are the last great capitalists in America today are restaurant owners. But restaurant owners have no reason, no right to stomp on people's human rights and civil rights and question them for papers. If you're going to do that, if you're going to go full Nazi Germany and request papers, then you're going to have to sign policemen to be in front of every retail establishment to ask people for papers. You're going to have to ask National Guard or United States military to start asking for papers like the Gestapo. But you can't ask an entrepreneur who's trying to make a living. Tony is trying to make a living cooking in the kitchen, and he's going to come out from the kitchen while he's making his chicken cacciatore, and he's going to ask you if you have a vaccine or not? That's the end of restaurants in America. Not just, you know, not just because people will now hate you, not just because you're establishing such division and divisiveness, but because you're ruining half your customers. You can't survive without the half who are conservative, eating at your establishment as well as the liberals. And I would argue most liberals are certainly more than Republicans, apt to be on welfare, food stamps, and a thousand other government programs, and they don't eat out at fancy restaurants. They eat out at McDonald's. I would argue that most restaurants live on Republican diners. I would say we're 70% of the customers, and being that most Republicans are not getting vaccinated, but not all, a lot of my friends have been vaccinated. Some of them are very sorry they did it. Quite a few have told me how incredibly sick they are. Big mistake. Many of my fans tell me they're never getting vaccinated, but they could tell me stories of relatives and friends who got vaccinated and dropped dead within days, had a heart attack within days, had a stroke within days, have major heart problems. And so I'm just telling you, you've just caused America to be divided to the 9,000th degree. We're already divided over black and white. Sadly, we're divided over Christian, Jewish, and Muslim. We're divided over Republican and Democrat. Now you're divided over vaccinated and not vaccinated. And now you're asking business owners to play Gestapo and Nazi and ask for papers and tell people you're not allowed to shop here anymore. Last I checked, in business, you can say anything you want about my politics. In business, I don't turn away blacks, Muslims, whites, greens, oranges, reds. I don't care what religion you are, what race you are, what sex you are, what country you're from. You're all welcome to buy from me. Oh, now you're not because you're not vaccinated. Now I got to tell half my customers I don't want your money. Good luck. Oh, here's another title I'm working on. The Open Border is a suicide attack, a Cloward Piven suicide attack on the United States of America. And then here's one more. 13 things you haven't heard about COVID, all reported in the last week, and you'll never hear them in the mainstream media. Here's another one. It's time for mass civil disobedience, just like Martin Luther King. And here's one more. Why didn't all the plumbers, electricians, and supermarket cashiers and waiters and waitresses all die from COVID? As far as I know, they didn't. So how come they magically don't get COVID and they work all day in front of lots of people, but the rest of us have to worry about dying every minute of every day? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Jeckin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
What is happening in Afghanistan is without precedent other than Saigon. But we should have learned a lesson from the fall of Saigon. Taking people out in helicopters off the embassy at the last second, and anyone is left behind, your life's over. You're dead. You're about to be tortured and killed. This man is a moron. We learn nothing, no lesson about anything. Here is the perfect setup, the perfect thing that explains everything. U.S. Embassy in Kabul was celebrating Pride Month, Gay Pride Month, as the Taliban launched their final campaign to retake the country. We're flying the gosh darn gay, bisexual, lesbian, trisexual, transsexual flag at the United States Embassy. Well, they're taking the country. Well, Biden's on vacation. What a joke. Biden and General Miley celebrating Pride Month in Kabul. That's important, isn't it? Did you check if they're vaccinated? Look, they're coming to rape and murder your mother and rip your child's limbs apart and set you on fire. Are they vaccinated? Are they masked? Are they waving gay pride flags? Oh, they are masked. They're Muslims. They're definitely masked. Certainly their women are masked, because if you don't wear the mask and you're a Muslim woman, they kill you. They gang rape you and then drop you off a building. My God. I don't think the people running for their life at the Kabul airport are worrying about Gay Pride Month, do you? I don't think they're worrying about whether the Taliban is vaccinated or not. Do you think so? As they run for their lives, as they fall off airplanes like it's the World Trade Center again? You know, that was a Muslim terrorist attack, and Americans jumped out windows and fell to their death 100 stories, like little dots in the sky. Just like you saw at the airport of Kabul yesterday, people are so desperate to live, they were clinging to the wheels of the American jet taking off. And when it took off, they fell from midair to their deaths. I wonder if they were thinking about gay pride as they fell. I wonder if they were thinking about whether they were vaccinated or not when they fell. I wonder if Biden cares about them. After all, if they weren't vaccinated, they weren't wearing masks, and they weren't waving a gay pride flag, my guess is he doesn't really care if they fell off an airplane from midair to their death a mile below. Here's a great letter that sums things up from Francine, a big fan of me and the show. And I've been off for the last week. This is Wayne Allyn Root, in case you did not realize you stumbled into the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Just got back from break and went on a rant without mentioning whose show it was. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root's on fire because I'm angry. Francine heard me on Bill Cunningham last night. I actually got back yesterday, and then 20 minutes after I walked in the door, it was time for a Bill Cunningham interview, the great one. Hi, Wayne. Great to hear you on Cunningham last night. I'm glad you're blasting out about the vaccine BS. They put all these requirements on U.S. citizens, but the illegal aliens don't get asked any questions. They have no mandates. Now you need to blast out on the radio how much taxpayers are being ripped off by Biden giving all the food stamp chiselers a 30% raise. Now I will see them in all the stores buying the $20 a pound steak. This makes me sick. What about those senior citizens like myself on fixed incomes? By the time Social Security gets a raise, most of it will go to the Medicare Part B increase. And they want to put all these illegal aliens on free programs. Anyway, God bless you, Wayne. I miss coming out to Las Vegas three times a year. But as long as masks are required on flights and in casinos, never again. I'm out. Francine from Florida. I won't identify the city. But Francine from Florida, thank you, Francine, for a great letter telling the truth about what's going on. I could talk the entire show about what an idiot Joe Biden is. Afghanistan, the biggest foreign policy disaster in American history. But in the end, it doesn't really affect us, other than, like I told you, it makes the entire world want to attack us. Terrorist attacks, military attacks. China's laughing. Russia's laughing. Normally, I wouldn't care. What happens in Afghanistan, I don't give a crap. We never should have been there in the first place. But now that we're there, you can't let down the people that helped you and let them all die. Because then everyone in the world knows America's a joke. America's pathetic. America's a weenie. America's a weakling. America's a coward. This is all under Joe Biden. It's not you and me. But that's the impression left. Joe Biden is a brain-dead sock puppet who's just destroyed the American brand all over the world. But what does affect us is lockdown. I'm telling you, lockdowns are coming. This brain-dead sock puppet who's afraid himself of COVID because he's a walking fossil. He's weakened at Biden's. They got their hands up as you know what, and they're making his mouth move. He's so weak and feeble, COVID is screaming his name. We want Biden. We want Biden. He's going to lock us down as sure as I'm standing here.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I am President of the United States of America, and the buck stops with me.
President Biden speaking at the White House as the president back from his vacation. This as the situation in Afghanistan is continuing to deteriorate, the Taliban effectively gaining control of the capital city of Kabul after the Afghan president fled the country. The president defending his withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
But I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan and maintain a laser focus on our counterterrorism mission there and other parts of the world.
U.S. military troops have maintained control of the Kabul airport, but the situation is chaotic as thousands of Afghans try to flee the country and at least seven people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you missed the Energized... signs of intercellular hydration. How it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule a free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. That's 40. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your significant other for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of August. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It can change your life forever, just as it did for me. Fact, I'm the biggest example. I'm Exhibit A. Changed my life, lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Not 25 pounds on the scale, just fat in my body. I didn't even know was there that melted away. And people tell me I look the best in 20, 30 years, those who know me well. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. They don't work. This is Energized Health. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Take action now. 40% off and buy one, get one free. Book your free consultation right now at EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button, EnergizedHealth.com. We've got our guest, who we love to have her on. She's the only guest in the world that can match the energy of Wayne Root. Brigitte Gabriel is a national security analyst, so perfect to have her on with the fall of Saigon, part two, in Afghanistan. Chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author, latest book, Rise. Brigitte Gabriel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friend. Delighted to be back with you. And it's so unfortunate that I'm back with you on this day to discuss what's happening in Afghanistan after almost 20 years and 2 weeks before the 20th anniversary of September 11th. Look what we're talking about.
Yeah, so I want to get your take on what I just said moments ago before you came on the show. I opened the show by talking about what I think the results, the offshoots of what's happening in Afghanistan are going to mean for America. Number one, I think we look like weak fools, and it's going to encourage attacks by the enemies of America all over the world because we are cowards and we are paper tigers and our tail's between our leg and we're running like cowards. So number one, they're going to attack us and never fear us again under Biden. Number two, the Taliban let terrorists out, thousands of them, I think 5,000 of them, out of prison. These are people that attacked America before, and this is going to lead to terrorist attacks against American targets all over the world. And number three, this now proves that our word means nothing. No one will ever again want to partner with the United States of America, because eventually, even if we're like your best friend for a little while, eventually we're going to leave, and you and your family are going to be raped, tortured, and murdered by the thousands when we leave town. So who'd ever be our partner again? To me, those are the three offshoots of what's happening right now on the ground in Kabul.
And you are absolutely correct. And the ramifications are endless to this decision. And I want to actually quote Bernard Lewis here after what you just said. He made a quote 3 years ago. He said, America is harmless as an enemy and treacherous as a friend. Think about those words. We are harmless as an enemy and treacherous as a friend. And what a lesson to teach the people worldwide right now. This is a devastating indictment and entirely correct watching what's happening in Afghanistan. And the ramification, jihadi websites right now are rejoicing. We are seeing the chatter already increased. Even in the last 2 weeks when this whole shenanigans started with the Taliban rising and taking city after city, we're starting seeing all these Al-Qaeda websites popping up on social media, all these social media chats, and they were declaring victory today, and they are talking right now about how Afghanistan has become the epicenter of Islamic State. As a matter of fact, the Taliban named the state today the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and announced it from the presidential palace in Kabul. That was the name, Wayne, of the Taliban government that was ousted by the U.S.-led forces in 2001. So now we are seeing the resurrection of an Islamic caliphate based in Afghanistan that's bringing in Al-Qaeda, bringing in ISIS, where everybody feels these are the people that we can can rally with that defeated not only Russia, but also the United States. Because remember, the Afghanis drove Russia out and drove America out, the two superpowers of the world. So right now they feel empowered. And right now everybody wants to flock to Afghanistan to take part of this victory, to become a part of this success story. Because they believe Allah is on their side and Allah gave them victory and vindicated them against America and the evil black Satan that's America. So now everybody is getting ready to gear up to go to Afghanistan, use it as a base where they are completely protected. And the problem is, Wayne, we do not have any intelligence, at least with Syria. We had intelligence. In Iraq, we had intelligence. We still had people on the ground. We still had soldiers that were giving us information. That's how we were able to kill Soleimani. Iran was shocked as to the level of coordination and the tactics that we used to kill Soleimani. And we were successful because we had intelligence on the ground. Right now in Afghanistan, we have zero intelligence, zero. So now our enemies are going to be able to organize, to plan, to direct operation worldwide, not just in the Middle East, and that includes attacks on the United States, where we are not able to even get a glimpse of what they are planning to do.
Why, you know, why does it matter? You know, to the average liberal, this is no big deal. Look at the headline on CNN. CNN today said, "Death to America chanting Taliban warriors seem friendly." This is how liberals see the world.
Unbelievable.
They're chanting death to America, and the reporter from CNN says they seem friendly. It's the strangest thing. Liberals are wrong about everything. Joe Biden, by the way, Brigitte, as a senator for 40 years, was wrong about everything. Everything he ever said about foreign policy. Here's the one man that's never been right in his entire life, and he did it again. And I just found out today from one of my military friends, Colonel Joe, listens to this show, that Biden was a brand new senator when he helped advise Nixon on the fall of Saigon and said, it's okay, just let it go. So he's now been involved in the two worst endings of foreign policy in the history of the United States of America.
And it is not a surprise, and his administration is not a surprise, and it's not a surprise that all the Democrats have failed on Afghanistan. Our country, in general, we failed to understand the mindset of the Afghanis and of the Talibans. We thought we can nation build. We thought we can negotiate with them. We thought if we build, if we refurbish their mosques, if we fix their bridges, if we build them new schools, we're going to be able to win their hearts and minds. And we underestimated their patience, we underestimated their hatred, and we underestimated the psychology of how these people operate with each other and how the mindset works. After 20 years, we failed to understand that. The real scary and frustrating thing about this is how can 17 intelligence agencies in America, the world's most lavishly overfunded intelligence community, fail in this? But this is what happens when your focus in the military becomes on gender equality, transgender rights in the military, and the whistlefying and teaching critical race theory in the military. And by the way, instead of doing their job at the embassy in Afghanistan, understanding our enemy, here's what they posted on their Twitter feed in June. The month of June is recognized as LGBTI Pride Month. The United States respects the dignity and equality of LGBTI people and celebrates their contribution to the society. We remain committed to supporting civil rights of minorities, including LGBTI persons. Now, I'm sure the Taliban were really impressed and shaken when they read where our priorities lie. I do hope they've managed to evacuate the embassy's LGBTQ flag before the sacking started. It's unbelievable what's happening. And here's another thing, Wayne. General Austin Scott Miller, the commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, said he was shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army had surrendered to the Taliban. Now, I don't know whether he's a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, 100-star general. I don't care. But a guy who professes to be shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army has surrendered to the Taliban has no business being a general whatsoever. This is the problem we have under the Democrats in this country who now control everything. They think with this rosy picture, they live in this utopia, that everybody is nice if we just give them a chance, if we just talk to them. They all want to be friends. Everybody's friendly and nice. And let's all get along together. But this is not reality, and this is not the world, how the world operates. And that's why right now we are being defeated on the world stage. Because if you are Chinese, if you are European, if you are Russian, if you are Afghani, today is about the fall of America. It's not about the Taliban taking over Afghanistan. It's about the fall of America, and our enemies understand it.
I agree. Here's a social media post I put out earlier today, Brigitte, and we're talking to Brigitte Gabriel, National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActForAmerica.org. Her latest book is Rise. And I put out this post, Brigitte. I have an important question for the brain-dead, imbecile sock puppet Biden. When the Taliban took back Kabul, Afghanistan yesterday by slaughtering, torturing, and raping everyone in their path, did Biden ask them if they were vaccinated or not? Were they flying the gay, lesbian, transsexual flags? Because America needs to know. I guess murdering terrorists don't care about your rules. Hey, Joe? So I put that earlier today. I want to get your take on that when we get back. Hang through the break, Brigitte. And I want to talk more with you about everything going on in Afghanistan. And by the way, how it applies to America. I think in the next 3 years, if Biden's allowed to stay, remain as president, or Democrats keep control of the House and the Senate, America won't even be here in 3 years. We're worrying about Afghanistan. We should start worrying about what Biden is going to do to America. Afghanistan's the canary in the coal mine for what's about to happen to us. So stay tuned. More with Wayne Allyn and Brigitte Gabriel.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We took a week off, so don't get scared. I had about 100 people send me emails saying, where are you? What happened to your podcast? I took a week off for vacation. I finally had a chance to go away for a weekend with my fiance and my 4 kids. And we had a wonderful time in beautiful Park City, Utah, my second home. Love it up there. So I took a week off from politics. You know, I'm allowed to every once in a while take a week off from politics. But we're back today with War Raw. It'll be today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the weekend edition, the all-important weekend best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem. And I present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives, for patriots, for deplorables, for appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts. And Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We're back with Brigitte Gabriel. She is the chairman of ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. She's a national security analyst, and that's why we love to have her on to talk about national security issues, and Afghanistan is certainly one of them. So, Brigitte, I was talking about, you know, my social media post. You know, when they come in to kill you, the bloodthirsty, radical, Islamic, crazy terrorists come to kill everyone in their path. I don't think anyone's going to ask, are they vaccinated or not? You know, are they under the vaccine mandate? Are they under the mask mandate? Do they wave gay flags? These are the things that generals under Biden think are important. And I don't think the last moment of someone's life as the Taliban is murdering them, torturing them or raping them, I don't think they're much worried about gay rights or about vaccine mandates. What do you think?
No, obviously they are not. And I think the next 48 hours are going to provide a real picture of what's really happening in Afghanistan. And I do hope that the American media will report the truth, because we know that the Taliban have already been attacking from the cities that they have taken already before they even got to Kabul. The people that worked with the Americans, they were beheading the men, they were raping their women, and then burning the women. And, of course, American media did not report anything about that because they did not want to show Biden, you know, looking bad. I mean, after all, look at Blinken, you know, the Secretary of State was talking on Thursday, Friday, that this is not going to happen in 3 days, you know, the Taliban are not going to take over. It's going to take them 3 months. Look, it happened in 3 days. So now we can end up with a hostage situation. We can end up with terrible massacres that will be televised. And rest assured, the Taliban are proud. They are proud to show the massacres that they're going to do. These are the same people cut from the same cloth as ISIS. These are the same people that used to stone women in football fields and baseball fields. Remember in Afghanistan, the images back 20 years ago? They're going to be doing the same thing right now and advertising it proudly to show the world that they have resolved, that they are in control, and that's what they're going to do. And use their enemy as a lesson. That's what ISIS did, that's what Al-Qaeda does, and that's what the Taliban are going to do. So I'm not sure how much the media is going to report on this, but I do believe, Wayne, that the terrorism issue is going to come back as front and center right now worldwide, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And so the American people are going to be horrified watching what they're going to be watching the next few months on television. That's going to play over and over. They cannot avoid it. It's going to be televised worldwide. And, of course, women are going to be killed. Men are going to be slaughtered. And America is going to be blamed for what happened to them, and we should be because of the way we have forsaken our allies who worked with us for 20 years.
I want to make the key point, and we're talking to Brigitte Gabriel, national security analyst, and I want to make the key point that it isn't that we're withdrawing from Afghanistan, because I'm one of the people who said you can't be in a country for 20 years, you know, occupying Afghanistan. We can't spend $1 trillion of our money. You got to get out at some point. It's not that we're leaving.
I agree with you.
Right. It's not that we're leaving. It's how we left. You can't allow this to happen. So what could a good president like Trump have done to avoid this happening, Brigitte?
Oh, President Trump had a plan. I mean, first you evacuate the civilians. You get them all out. And then you evacuate our weapons, our bullets, our whatever we have over there in infrastructure and material. And the last thing you evacuate is once you secure the embassy and take out anything you need to take out, all information, all classified documents, the last thing to leave is the last remnant of the military after they secured everything and they leave overnight. President Trump was going to leave Afghanistan on condition if the Taliban will agree to these conditions. Obviously, the Taliban broke the conditions, so who knows how President Trump would have reacted. But at least he had a plan. That's how you withdraw. You make sure the civilians are safe. You make sure your allies are safe. You make sure all Americans are evacuated. You make sure your classified documents, your training, your war manual, your industrial supplies, weapons, hand grenades, bullets, machinery, everything is taken out, and then the last thing to leave is your military. Right now, we left everything behind. We left the Taliban with a fully stocked airport, with a fully modernized airport. We left them with our military bases. They are driving our jeeps. They are using our weapons, our bombs, our hand grenades, our machine guns. They have now access to all our classified material, even our operational planning, strategical books, and then we left them everything, and we left them. Our people are stranded in there right now. Americans are fighting for their life in Afghanistan.
Brigitte, we're kind of tied here to the news. We got to run. Brigitte Gabriel, her website, actforamerica.org. Brigitte, thank you for coming on the show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
2093.